Good evening, it is 5 p.m. and this is Today in YGK on CFRC 11.9 FM, broadcasting from Lower Carruthers Hall on Queen's Campus in Kingston, Ontario. Today in YGK is brought to you by CFRC's News Collective. CFRC's news programming is made possible by the generous support of the Community Radio Fund of Canada under the Local Journalism Initiative, Queen's University Career Services, What'll I Wear at 732 Princess Street, and The Screening Room at screeningroomkingston.com. I'm CFRC's broadcast journalist, Christina Laurie, and here are your local news headlines. Starting us off, we have an important message from Sexual Violence Prevention and Response Services at Queen's University. SVPRS is spreading the word that it is Consent Week at Queen's University. This week, we're coming together to address sexual and gender-based violence and the systems of oppression that fuel it. Consent Week is a call to action for everyone to create a safer, more inclusive campus rooted in respect and solidarity. SVPRS is hosting two events this week. On Thursday, September 19th, join them for Take Back the Night from 6 to 8:30 p.m. at Agnes Benedictson Field. Hosted by Walk Home and supported by community partners, this event includes a march and inspiring speakers. Raise your voice and march for a safer campus. Then on Friday, September 20th, wrap up Consent Week with Swing Dance Night at Banree Hall, Fireside Lounge. Doors open at 6:45 p.m. with a beginner lesson at 7 p.m. and social dancing at 8 p.m. Swing dancing highlights consent, partners ask each other to dance, and no is always respected. No experience or partner needed. For more information, you can visit their website under events or follow them on Instagram at QUSVPRS. We also have a few messages directly from the City of Kingston this evening. Join the city this weekend for the Intercultural Arts Festival presented by Empire Life in Confederation Park, 225 Ontario Street. This will be on Sunday, September 22nd. Opening ceremonies start at 11:45 a.m. and programming will run until 7 p.m. The festival is delivered by the city in collaboration with the community and is a celebration of cultural diversity here in Kingston. Enjoy free, family-friendly activities, including live music and dance performances, workshops, international food, and artisan markets and cuisine. Bring your appetite for food by vendors like Thai Street Food, Q-Bite, Dal Roti, Ella's Cuisine, El Gringo Tacos, and Dr. Shawarma. Experience arts and cultural performances on the main stage, including hip-hop with Francophone MC, Le Flo Franco, reggae, and dance hall with Gravel G and Yoon Tracks, and samba with T. Batu. Then put on your dancing shoes and participate in dance workshops, including bachata, salsa, Scottish country dancing, and more. The festival also includes the Cataract Way Indigenous Art and Food Market that showcases local Indigenous artisans, crafters, and chefs. For a full list of activities, vendors, and performances, you can visit the event page on the city's website. Vanessa Mensa, Manager of Equity, Diversity, and Inclusion at the City of Kingston, states, quote, "This festival is a testament to our city's diversity and the collaborative spirit of our community and showcases the unique cultures and traditions that make Kingston a vibrant tapestry of experiences. By bringing together people from all walks of life, the Intercultural Arts Festival not only celebrates our shared heritage, but also fosters a deep understanding and appreciation of one another. It's a joyful reminder of what we can achieve when we come together to honor and embrace our differences." End quote. Jennifer McGregor, Vice President of Human Resources at Empire Life, states, quote, "Empire Life is proud to serve as the presenting sponsor of this year's Intercultural Arts Festival. We look forward to celebrating the rich diversity of our city and promoting an inclusive community that values all cultures, experiences, and backgrounds," end quote. Once again, be sure to attend the Intercultural Arts Festival presented by Empire Life at Confederation Park this Sunday all day. In another message from the city, Kingston Cooperative Homes completes new affordable housing project on Princess Street. Kingston Cooperative Homes is proud to announce the successful completion of a new affordable housing development in the city. The project was made possible with more than $4 million in capital funding from the City of Kingston and the contribution of land acquired by the city for affordable housing. It also benefited from capital funding dollars from the Province of Ontario and the Government of Canada. The development, located at 1336 Princess Street, includes 38 affordable units and provides a range of rental fees. The three-story building was occupied in May 2024 and provides much-needed affordable housing in Kingston. On September 18th, Kingston Cooperative Homes hosted an opening event to recognize the achievement. Dirk Dober, president of Kingston Cooperative Homes, states, quote, we are thrilled to see this project come to fruition and to welcome our new members. This development not only provides affordable housing, but also bolsters the sense of community, which is the heart of our co-op, end quote. Mayor Brian Patterson states, quote, "The new affordable housing project is a significant achievement for our city, and I commend Kingston Cooperative Homes for their dedication and vision. By turning a vacant lot into a vibrant community, we are not only providing homes, but also strengthening who we are as a city. This collaboration reflects our shared commitment to ensuring that all residents have access to safe and affordable housing," end quote. Kingston Cooperative Homes is a member-driven organization dedicated to providing affordable housing in Kingston. Established in 1985 with 86 townhouses located at 1338 Princess Street, the co-op has since expanded to provide a total of 140 homes. Once again, that was the latest update from the city on Kingston Cooperative Homes and their new affordable housing project on Princess Street. The City of Kingston and Utilities Kingston invite you to the Kingston Climate Expo. The City of Kingston is excited to announce the inaugural Kingston Climate Expo, presented by Utilities Kingston, taking place October 3rd to 20th, 2024. This three-week interactive and educational event will showcase various climate change initiatives across Kingston, including efforts to reduce greenhouse gas emissions, and will provide opportunities to learn about reducing personal carbon footprints. All expo events are free of charge thanks to the support from sponsors and community members. David Fell, President and CEO of Utilities Kingston, states, quote, "Real change begins in our own backyard, and each of us has a vital part to play. The Kingston Climate Expo is a gathering point for our community, highlighting our shared efforts and offering an inspiring space to learn, engage, and spark your own commitment to climate action. We're proud to support this community event and invite you to join us and help lead the way to a more sustainable Kingston," end quote. The expo kicks off at the Invista Center, where Plug and Drive will be hosting their mobile electric vehicle education trailer from October 3rd to 20th. Join an interactive showcase of educational information and test drive some of the latest electric vehicle models from leading manufacturers. Bring the whole family to 945 Princess Street for the Climate Expo Showcase on Saturday, October 5th from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. 945 Princess Street is a newly renovated, near-net-zero building that prioritizes decarbonization. The building has been updated by Modern Niagara to foster discovery and experimentation while increasing environmental responsibility and contributing to the region's climate goals. This engaging and informative event is free and open to all and provides the opportunity to meet local businesses and organizations who are leading the way on sustainability in Kingston. Event highlights include community booths, engage with local experts who can help you reduce your personal carbon footprint at home and contribute to climate action in our community. Presentation, City of Kingston Climate Initiatives. Discover the city's climate initiatives across municipal facilities, transit, transport, and climate leadership. Panel, local food circularity. Hear from experts on sustainable food systems, growing food traditionally, local food rescue, and more. Low carbon building tours, tour 945 Princess Street. Home to RxN Hub, a not-for-profit organization dedicated to supporting clean tech innovation. And learn more about eco-friendly construction practices. Eco Storytime by Kingston Frontenac Public Library. Bring the kids for a special eco-themed storytime session, courtesy of the Kingston Frontenac Public Library. Queen's Department of Chemistry will also be doing magic demonstrations throughout the day. Russell Horn, Acting Manager of Energy and Asset Management at the City of Kingston, states, quote, "We are thrilled to offer this opportunity for our community to engage with and learn about the important climate initiatives and sustainability efforts happening right here in Kingston. The Kingston Climate Expo is a chance for residents to get involved, make informed choices, and contribute to a more sustainable future," end quote. Additional events. Industry professionals are invited to join the Green Horizons Low Carbon Solutions for Business presentation on Thursday, October 4th, to learn more about project funding sources that are available for decarbonization efforts. On Thursday, October 10th, Utilities Kingston and SLC are hosting an empowering panel discussion focusing on women in STEM. The panel will feature speakers who will share their experiences and insights on navigating STEM careers, highlighting the importance of creating inclusive work environments that encourage participation from all backgrounds. Students will also have the opportunity to get in on the fun as part of the Energy Treasure Hunt workshop. Staff from Sustainable Kingston and the City of Kingston's Energy and Asset Management team will be stopping by local schools on October 15th to 18th to teach students how to find energy waste in their homes. To learn more about the October 5th showcase and other Climate Expo events, you can visit the City of Kingston's website. That wraps up your headlines for this evening, and next up is Jesse Bell with your CFRC Sports Desk.
This is Jesse Bell from the CFRC Sports Desk, and this is your sports report. The Gaels were in the nation's capital on Saturday looking for program win number 500. They took on the 2-1 Ottawa Gigis at Gigis Field in a game noteworthy for its sweltering summer temperatures. Ottawa's first drive of the game was a good one, but stalled out in the Queen's red zone, leading to a field goal attempt by number 13 for the Gigis, Zachary Copeland. Copeland pushed it to the right, meaning that Queens had a chance to run this one back for a touchdown.
But it's going to be wide, and here we go. One of the most explosive playmakers in the OUA, Ian St. Arnaud, taking this one. He's making a couple men miss. He is still up on his feet. If he's going to get this done, he's got a lot of work to do. He's breaking down the right-hand side of the field. He's got one man to beat. He cuts it in. He cuts it back. Oh, my God! Oh! He did it again!
That's it for your Gaels! Three in a row!
I have never in my life seen someone like this. Lightning has struck a third time in 2 weeks.
The Gaels' offense would score on their first drive, making it 14-0 early in the first quarter, and then another special teams miscue from the Gigis, this time a blocked punt returned by Queens number 46, Jeremy Hiscox, gave the Gaels a 21-0 lead at the end of the first quarter. The Queens offense would struggle a great deal in the second quarter with two consecutive Alex Vreekin interceptions, which gave Ottawa some much-needed momentum. The Gigis got the game within 11, trailing 31-20 at halftime. The Gaels' third quarter began poorly with another Alex Vreekin interception, but the Queens defense would bail their offense out with this fantastic play by number 26, Keegan Vanek.
Miracle rolling out again! That time he gets hit! Oh, that is a pick!
Keegan Vanek, baby!
And you can put it on the board! That is 6 points for your Gaels! Number 26, Vanek victimizes Miracle again. And that one is going to hurt all the more as the Gaels put 6 more on the board.
He sees those Gigis and he is just gunning for that interception.
Vanek's interception return for a touchdown gave the Gaels a 38-20 lead. They would add 10 more points over the next quarter and a half and shut out the Ottawa offense in the second half to walk away with a 48-20 victory. Vanek had a career day with 2 interceptions, including 1 return for a touchdown and a punt block. Meanwhile, on special teams, Ian St. Arnaud has had the most successful 7-day stretch of any special teams player in Canadian history, with 3 touchdowns and over 500 return yards in a 7-day period, starting on September 7th against York and being capped off with another virtuoso performance on September 14th against the Ottawa Gigis. The 3-1 Gaels will host the 3-1 Guelph Griffins this upcoming Saturday, September 21st at Richardson Memorial Stadium. Kickoff is scheduled for 3 p.m. and CFRC will be live with the Something in the Water pregame show at 2:45.
On Saturday, September 21st, 2 perennial powerhouse programs in the OUA will go toe-to-toe at Richardson Memorial Stadium. Your Queens Gaels will host the Guelph Griffins. Last year, the Gaels and the Griffins waged war in a classic contest that went down to the wire. Can the Griffins get their revenge, or will the Gaels stay golden at Richardson Stadium? There's only one way to find out, and that's to tune in to CFRC 101.9 FM and CFRC.ca. Join us for our pregame show at 2:45 p.m. Kickoff is scheduled for 3. Trust me, folks, you don't want to miss this one.
This is Christina coming in with your CFRC weather report for this evening. Tonight, we're expecting a few clouds with a low of 13 degrees. Looking forward to tomorrow, Thursday, the 19th of September, we'll have sunny skies with a high of 27 degrees. With Humidex, that's going to feel like 32. We also have a UV index of 6 or high. Thursday night, clear skies with a low of 13. On Friday, the 20th of September, we'll have sunny skies with a high of 26 degrees and clear skies at night with a low of 16. Looking forward to this weekend, on Saturday, the 21st of September, we have a mix of sun and cloud and a high of 25. At night, we'll have clear skies and that temperature is going to drop down to 15 degrees. Finally, finishing off the week on Sunday, September 22nd, we'll have sunny skies with a high of 24 degrees. Sunday night, cloudy periods with a low of 11. That wraps up your quick weather report for this evening, and next up is your CFRC traffic report.
This is your CFRC weekly traffic report. I'm Michael Bulos. Pavement rehabilitations will take place along Highway 401 between Westbrook Road to beyond the Highway 15 overpass and on Sir John A. McDonald overpass. This work will consist of various lane and ramp closures over the next several months. Sir John A. McDonald Boulevard ramp closures will be from September 18th, overnight from 8 p.m. to 6 p.m. Highway 401 westbound at Highway 15 will have a full mainline closure over the following days, September 16th, 17th, 18th, and 19th from 9 p.m. to 6 a.m. Public Services and Procurement Canada wishes to advise users that the LaSalle Causeway will be fully closed to motorists, cyclists, and pedestrians until further notice. Road closures. Albert Street, Princess to 486 Albert Street, closed until December 31st to accommodate construction, activity, and staging at 484 Albert Street. Baggett Street, Barry to West, closed September 15th from 11:30 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. for the Battle of Britain Parade. Barry Street, Stewart to Baggett, closed September 15th from 11:30 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. for the Battle of Britain Parade. Churchill Crescent, College North to College South, closed September 14th from 2 p.m. to 7 p.m. for the annual Neighborhood Street Festival. Concession Street, Lansdowne to Alfred, closed September 15th from 6:30 a.m. to 6 p.m. for a gas service installation. Cooper Street, Albert to Collingwood, closed for sewer separation and road rehabilitation work. Davidson Street, Pembroke to Ellerbeck, closed September 14th from 11 a.m. to 11 p.m. for the Livingston Ave block party. Edwin Street, Collins Bay to Waverley, closed until September 18th for the removal and reinstatement of asphalt. Hillcrest Ave, Kings Court to 7th, closed until October 31st for buried infrastructure replacement. Road will be open to local traffic. Joyceville Road at CN Rail Tracks closed September 15th at 5 p.m. to September 18th at 6 p.m. for crossing repairs. Detours will be in place for the duration of this closure. Kingscourt Avenue, Hillcrest to Kirkpatrick, closed until November 15th to accommodate a water main replacement. King Street, Place d'Armes to north end of King, closed until September 30th for the construction of new storm and roadbed. Road will be open to local traffic. Livingston Avenue, King to Union, closed September 14th from 11 a.m. to 11 p.m. for the Livingston Ave block party. Sydenham Street, Princess to Queen, closed until September 27th for downtown Kingston BIA activations. Union Street, Victoria to Albert, closed for sewer separation and road rehabilitation work. University Avenue, Union to Earl, closed for construction-related activity at Queen's John Deutsch University Center project. Parking disruption. The Hanson Memorial Parking Structure Restoration Project is now underway. The work will take place throughout all levels of the building and will include efforts such as routine structural maintenance, repainting, replacement of waterproofing materials, and upgrades to the building's mechanical and electrical systems. The work is planned to begin the first week of February 2024 and conclude in late December 2024. The work will be completed in phases to allow the building to remain open to public for the duration of the project. It is anticipated that no more than 50% of the available 271 parking spaces will be closed at any time. There is also parking availability at the Chown Memorial and Robert Bruce Memorial parking garages in the two adjacent blocks to the west. Other delays. Aberdeen Street, Johnson to Earl. Expect delays and closures along Aberdeen Street for a contractor to complete road and sewer reconstruction. Bay Ridge Drive, Princess to Taylor Kidd. Expect delays while a contractor begins phase 2 of the Bay Ridge Drive active transportation upgrades. Collins Bay Road, Prince Charles Edwin to Princess. Expect delays while a contractor completes phase 2 of the Princess and Collins Bay active transportation improvements. Gardner's Road at Centennial Creekford. Expect delays while a contractor completes intersection widening, traffic signal upgrades, and cycling and pedestrian improvements. Highway 2, Abbey Dawn to St. Lawrence. Expect delays to complete enhanced flood protection of Abbey Dawn Road, Highway 2, and St. Lawrence Avenue. Ontario Street, Brock to Clarence. Expect a southbound lane closure September 17th from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. to facilitate the installation of vinyl wraps on the planters at City Hall. Detours will be in place for the duration of the closure.
Thanks so much. Here's your CFRC concert calendar for today. On Wednesday, September 18th, Canadian singer-songwriter legend Martha Wainwright takes the stage at the Broom Factory starting at 7:30 p.m. Tickets are $40. Also on Wednesday, you can check out Hemingford, Quebec folk duo The Co-Conspirators for free at Hotel Wolf Island starting at 6 p.m. Later that evening, Too Many Zoos will play a show at the Mansion starting at 8:30 p.m. and tickets are $30. On Thursday, September 19th, you can see Michael George for $5 at the RCHA starting at 7 p.m. Open Season Thursdays with Chris Brown, Joey Wright, and Jason Mercer starts at 7 p.m. Thursdays at Hotel Wolf Island. You can also check out Rev Zed, Mason FM, and the Clay Pigeons for only $5 at the Mansion on September 12th from 8:30 to 11:30 p.m. On Friday, September 20th, you can see Cazador with Sparrow Blue, The High Loves, and Julia Finnegan at the Broom Factory starting at 7:30 p.m. Tickets are $23. You can also join the Happy Hour TJIF at the RCHA featuring a performance by the Smoke and Roosters, a free event starting at 4 p.m. Then stick around for Whiskey Smoke, a country duo featuring Amanda Sorensen and Mike Grice at the RCHA for $5 starting at 8 p.m. Also on Friday, you can enjoy some chill folk rock by Chris Gagier and the Larks for free at Musiki Cafe starting at 8 p.m. Ottawa folk artist Graven with Stephen Stanley will play a show at Hotel Wolf Island on Friday, starting at 7:30 p.m. Tickets are $25. And Friday night, starting at 8, folks can dance it up for free at Springer Market Square with music by DJ Trueways. On Saturday, September 21st, folks can drive out to Westport for West Porch 2024 to enjoy live free country, bluegrass, jazz, blues, folk, rock, and more music from front porches in downtown Westport, a free event running all day. Also on Saturday, you can go see Mo Kenny, Piner, and Marlo Green at the Broom Factory. The show starts at 7:30 p.m. and tickets are $20. Dead Root Revival will also play at RCHA on Saturday night starting at 8 p.m. Tickets are $20. CFRC's own John McClurg will play a show at the Cove Inn in Westport by donation starting at 5 p.m. You can also catch China Cat Riders with the Cherry Garcia Band for free at Hotel Wolf Island on Saturday night starting at 8:30 p.m. On Sunday, September 22nd, you can enjoy a show by Jake Fadlin and the Sturgeon River Boys at the Broom Factory starting at 2 p.m. Also on Sunday, check out the Brick House Polka Band and Celtic Kitchen Party at Daft Brewing starting at 1 p.m. Tickets are $25. You can also enjoy some dinnertime jazz by donation at Hotel Wolf Island starting at 4 p.m. And also on Sunday, Christina Foster and Anna Sudak are playing a show in support of the Little Cat Arakwe Creek Conservation Area's 60th anniversary. The show at Little Cat starts at 1 p.m. and is $5. Have a concert you would like to add to our online and on-air concert calendar? Reach out today via cfrc.ca. Here's your CFRC events calendar for today. On Wednesday, September 18th, head over to the Rideau Heights Community Center for the Fresh Food Market pop-up, featuring fresh, healthy, and affordable food options between 2 and 5 p.m.
Also on Wednesday, there will be a public talk called Empowering Neurodivergence, Harnessing Strengths for Success. Watch party will be held at Duncan MacArthur Hall from 7:30 to 9 p.m. Something in the Water Brewing and Daft Brewing will host their trivia nights starting at 7 p.m. And One Eye Jacks will host North End Board Games Night for free, also starting at 7 p.m. On Thursday, September 19th, Kingston Community Health Centers will host a senior social group for folks ages 55 and over from 9:30 to 11:30 a.m. Also on Thursday, Nobel laureate Dr. David E. Card will present a talk called Cause and Effect and Evidence-Based Policies, a W.A. McIntosh public lecture taking place in Stirling Hall at Queen's University from 4 to 5:30 p.m. Also on Thursday, head over with your runners to Runner's Choice for the weekly Out in Front running group for 2S LGBTQ plus runners ready to run at 6:15 p.m. for 5 to 6 kilometers, followed by a post-run social. You can also check out the musical All I Really Needed to Know I Learned in Kindergarten at the Spire from 7:30 to 9:30 p.m., a show running nightly through the 21st. On Friday, September 20th, the YMCA will host its Fresh Food Pop-Up Market, featuring healthy food options that won't break the bank. Also on Friday from 6 to 9 p.m., you can attend a Pet Bulls pottery making workshop and learn to make a custom pet bull at Amaranth Stoneware out on 745 Development Drive. Registration is $70. On Saturday, September 21st, the Kingston Public Market runs from 8:30 to 4 p.m. in Springer Market Square. Also on Saturday, the Friends of Lemoyne Point Fall Tree, Shrub, and Wildflower Sale will take place from 9 till noon at the Lemoyne Point Conservation Area. Princess Street Promenade also returns on Saturday from 10 to 5, running down Princess Street from Barrie to Ontario. Folks can also check out the Foraging for the Seasons workshop running at the Calvin Park branch of the Kingston Frontenac Public Library from 1 to 3 p.m. and learn about foraging wild edible foods. You can also enjoy a free observatory tour and astrophysics talk called From Dust Grains to Stars and Shots in the Dark by Queen's PhD candidate Parisa Nozari, a public event at the Queen's Observatory taking place from 7:30 to 10 p.m. You can also have a chance to look through the telescope into the night sky, weather permitting. On Sunday, September 22nd, get up early and head over to Runner's Choice for an early morning long run starting at 8:30 p.m. Also on Sunday, the Kingston Kingston Intercultural Arts Festival runs from 11:30 a.m. to 7 p.m. at Confederation Park. And finally, the Memorial Center Farmers Market will take place from 9 to 2 p.m. featuring food, artisanal crafts, and music. Have a concert or event you would like to add to our online or on-air concert calendar? Reach out today via cfrc.ca. Don't forget to follow CFRC on Instagram at cfrcmusic.
Thank you for tuning in to CFRC's local news programming. To revisit episodes of Today in YGK and hear more from some of our guests, be sure to head to our podcast network at podcast.cfrc.ca. Today in YGK is brought to you by the generous support of the Community Radio Fund of Canada under the Local Journalism Initiative, Queen's University Career Services, What'll I Wear, 732 Princess Street, and The Screening Room at screeningroomkingston.com. Be sure to stay tuned for more CFRC programming coming up next.
What'll I Wear offers the best in vintage, funky, one-of-a-kind treasures, clothing, accessories, and a fabulous selection of jewels, vintage and new. Find the cutest purse, the most dashing of hats and sunglasses, everything to complete your individual look. What'll I Wear has it all. They can dress you from top to bottom. Find your new fashion fave at What'll I Wear at 732 Princess Street in Kingston. Visit their new location and follow them on Facebook to keep up to date with what's in store at What'll I Wear.
Thank you for listening to this podcast produced at CFRC 101.9 FM at Queen's University, situated on the traditional territory of the Anishinaabe and Haudenosaunee peoples, and brought to you by the generous support of the Faculty of Engineering and Applied Science.